I have said before, immediately after the ruling was rendered, that the essence of a criminal prosecution is not to persecute, but to ensure that justice is served. Now, with respect to the current case that was disposed of yesterday by the Supreme Court, the prosecution went on circumstantial evidence. Now, there's a difference between a circumstantial evidence and scientific evidence. Circumstantial evidence is presumptive evidence of deductive evidence. Standard of proof is that by all circumstances that prevail in the facts of that case, it will point to a reasonable man's mind that this person is the doer of the crime. Now, in 2024, the Supreme Court has come and has argued that the circumstantial evidence will now be juxtaposed with scientific evidence. So definitely then, we have an issue now that a new precedent now has been set, that circumstantial evidence may no longer be a reliable evidentiary material to take to court to prove a prosecution's case.
I spoke with the former Chief Justice. She said to me that the government or the prosecution had scientific evidence about the killing but refused to pursue it. She also said that she feels there's a need for police prosecutors reform in Liberia.
Well, I don't want to respond to the acquitted former Chief Justice statement in this particular interview. I want to not delve into that because we know we did a piece of job, that we are convinced that we did the piece of job. If you go back to the file of our case and begin to read her own testimony and begin to read the testimony of some of her relatives, you will find it disturbing. And so she has an acquittal, and I believe she should proceed with her normal life and should not indulge in discrediting, because we have gone to court in many instances in this country. We have gotten convictions for murder. So a single incident of her acquittal is not a yardstick to condescend or elevate the standing of the prosecutor of this country. So I'm just saying that's our opinion, and I'd like to leave it as such and just say that a new standard has been introduced, because that's what called stare decisis. The Supreme Court now has set a new standard and is now making the case that circumstantial evidence may no longer be a tool that we can employ in our jurisprudence, given what has transpired in this case. Although this very Supreme Court rule in countless opinions on circumstantial evidence, even upholding the ruling of supporting the courts